Hey, this is Frank Todaro,
otherwise known as Starscream.
And you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You got the touch!
This is Stan Bush, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network's Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown.
Yeah! Why throw away your life so recklessly?
No, Megatron, we are not throwing our lives away recklessly. You are now listening to the GeekCast Radio Network's Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown. Holy crap, that's a Casey Kasem mouthful. This will be featured on the GeekCast Radio podcast, all things Transformers, the TFGN podcast, all the other Transformers things that we do.
Soundwave, jam that transmission!
Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rat Bat, Eject. Operation Interference.
Oh, Slag, no, I don't think so, Soundwave. We are not going to be jamming that transmission, because I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike. Joining me, as always, Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
And returning to the Transformers feeds, we have our Cybertronian correspondent, who apparently has a new little Krem Zeke running around his house. It is Mr. Optimus Solo.
That is a good name for her right now.
It's that age. It's that age.
She's she's mobile. It's scary.
Yeah, exactly. Get used to it. It gets worse.
Yeah. And she's so freaking tall that, she's can already reach and stand up and fall out of everything.
Yep.
So, fun times. Today, she's in the 94th percentile for height.
Oh wow.
Well, so, you're what, 6'7"? So I mean,
no, I'm only 6'3".
Same thing. Today we are going to break down and knock you out with what the GCRN's Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown is going to be.
This is going to be juicy.
Take it away, Optimus Solo.
Finally, the GeekCast Radio Network has come back. I should do that like The Rock, to a Top 100 Countdown.
Actually, you should do it like Depth Charge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'd have to summon that and record that separately.
Work for you to do, finally.
I didn't know I was going to have to do that.
This day's just full of disappointments.
Hey, people love our Top 100 Countdowns, and this countdown has been a long haul in the making.
Long enough to make my head spin.
That may be, but either way, we are excited to kick off our Top 100 Transformers Countdown today.
Show no mercy!
He is right! Predacons, unite!
Greatest warrior!
Terracons fight everybody!
First we crack the shell, then we crack the nuts inside!
Me Grimlock, no bozo, me king!
My dust!
That's my dust!
They speed, Tripticon! If you have the guts!
Guys, stop. You can't fight yet. This is just the introduction episode. We aren't even revealing any rankings yet.
If I have to wait any longer, I'm gonna bust a gasket!
You won't have to wait that much longer, we promise.
What are you saying?
We are saying that in the very next episode, we will begin revealing our numbers 100 through 76 rankings.
Well then, partner, let's head him up and move him out.
Well, before we do that, we have some business to take care of.
What in the seven spiral galaxies are you jabbering about?
Well, we have a lot of people to acknowledge and thank that made this countdown possible.
Yeah, educational stuff. Me? I'd rather watch things explode.
Okay, all you Solo Mac fans are going on mute. We've done 6 Top 100 Countdowns in the 12-year history of the GCRN, and I did some math, folks, because everyone knows I love math, right?
Yeah, I'd much prefer myth at this point.
Jesus. Grand total listening time of completed and published podcast episodes for these 6 countdowns is 77 hours, 20 minutes, and 14 seconds.
That's where my life went.
So if anybody needs help falling asleep for the next 77 days, hey, there you go. Just kidding.
Hey, technically, that's shorter than my trip from Massachusetts to Pennsylvania to Mississippi over a decade ago.
That's true. We've done a massive amount of recording for these top 100s, but we do it because we love it and because the fans seem to love it. We get by far the most interaction, the most responses, the most comments typically when we do these top 100s. And Mike, the question is, how has it taken us 12 years to get to Transformers?
Ask the old bot over there. It's his show.
I had to wait for some more series to come out. You know,
that's true. That's true.
More otherwise, we would have.
If we would have done it too soon, we would have already had to do like an update and then a second update and then every time a new show comes out. But it's shocking that this is that we haven't done this yet, but it's a good excuse to do it now. And
35th and 25th anniversary year. So,
absolutely.
You know, 35th anniversary of Transformers the movie and 25th anniversary of Beast Wars.
Absolutely. And we had we got an overwhelming amount of response for this one.
Has it beat out any of the other ones?
Yeah, it's the number one as far as the most lists contributed.
Transformers for the win.
Yeah, so we've done when we first started this, we were just relying on our very close knit network and some connections that we'd made over the years. Obviously we've made more connections. Well, for this one, we tried to tap into every connection we've ever made and try to make a bunch of new ones, which I think we were successful with. We'll have to cultivate those relationships as we go. But yeah, we've had 33 people submit lists for this countdown, and they all come from various parts of the fandom. Some casual fans, some super fans, some pretty popular names within the fandom, some podcast people, some toy people, some YouTube people. I mean, it's all over the place. So I was very impressed with how many lists we got. It's always an interesting thing when we're collecting lists because they come in all different times. Whenever we put this out, we're going to get, TV's Mr. Neil is going to submit it that day. And DJ Valentine's probably going to submit it before we even get finished asking him to participate. So like those two are always like super quick. And then you never know how the other ones are going to start funneling in. And it was good pace for a little while. Then it kind of dried up for a minute. And then towards the end, I don't want to say like that last like 10 days, they were just like coming in like every day. So that was fun to see. It was fun to get the responses from people. There's a lot of people that are definitely looking forward to seeing how this all breaks down. So I think it's going to be interesting. So we had 33 lists submitted, which included nearly 3,000 individual votes.
So, that's crazy.
Wow.
3,000 votes. And if you want to think of it, and obviously we had a database that had all kinds of characters to choose from, and we tried to be as all-encompassing as possible, but let's face it, guys, the Transformers universe, I guess if you want to call it, is ginormous. Like, there has been so many characters in all the different TV shows and, movies and comics, like, especially once you start looking at the comics and stuff like that, that there's just a massive amount of characters. But if we want to look at just the characters that got a vote, we had a total of just about 450 characters that received at least one vote.
Wow.
So that is out of an 800 character spreadsheet that we sent out to everybody.
Right, which there could be write-ins because it didn't include some, especially some of the more foreign, like a lot of the Japanese stuff we didn't quite include in that database because we just looked at all the U.S. cartoons that had aired, all the movies that have aired in the U.S. We looked at all the major comic book lines, we tried to include as much. That would be impossible just to include all the characters that have been in the comics. It would just be hard.
I did have to twist your arm about IDW.
Yeah. So there was over 800 to choose from, and you could write in stuff too, and 450 of them got at least a vote. So this is the process we're in now that we're about to take place in these records, is trying to narrow the 450 that got a vote down to the 100 that got the most votes.
Yep.
So that's crazy. I don't know, Mike, if you want to go over a little bit about what you're anticipating from, or what your process was to try to get this down, or what, who you're happy that was included in this and joined us on this adventure. Well, I'm going to let you take over.
I mean, like you said, we have a number of people. We have GC Staples, like the three of us, obviously. Steve and I created the network. You joined us shortly after. We have Michael Wilson contributing. We have my lovely fembots, as I call them, Amy, Heather, and Nicole, who do a lot of the Transformers and Gem and other things with me. For the first time ever, we have three Transformers One Transformers royalty name and two Transformers creators. We have Mr. Benson Yee submitting a list. We have writer Tyler Blazinski, who wrote the Constructicons Rising arc of Transformers Galaxies, I should say. And we have artist extraordinaire Casey Collar, who has been doing a lot of the IDW stuff. Now, I did want to reach out to a bunch of other people, but the deadline was kind of creeping up on us. Basically, what we did, folks, is back in April of this year or so or whatever, back in March, we basically gave people 30 days. Here you go. If you'd like to join us, you have until April 15th. And then a final full-on cutoff date was April 20th. We eventually had to extend that into May just so people could get their lists in and things like that. Steve and I had talked to Robo Apollo from Iacon Online. She submitted a list. YouTubers Rodimus Primal, who is a new friend of mine. I was in his stream chat a couple nights ago. Of course, by the time this airs, that'll be a couple weeks ago. Longtime friend and someone I've actually met in person, Mr. Pia from YouTube. He actually was the one to give me the Transformers animated Rodimus toy when he was traveling down to Louisville, Kentucky over a decade ago now. Just so many people to thank. Brand new podcast. These guys have been in the Transformers fandom for a long time. 6-0, Maz, and Liam, the Triple Takeover Toycast. Absolutely love those guys. If you guys want fresh, interesting, new Transformers discussions or views from people who aren't just in the US or Canada, these guys are all overseas in the UK, Ireland, and I'm sorry, guys, I don't remember where each of you are, but ever since I saw their podcast, I've been listening since episode one. They just released, again, as of this recording, their 8th episode talking about toy photography. So good. Just yeah. Absolutely love them. Thank you to everybody. Like we said earlier, Scanner 51, diehard, old school GCRN fan, Tim Silvers, longtime supporter and super fan Bondo Mike.
Then you have so many Transformers websites associated,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I was ecstatic about. Now I'm a frequenter of AllSpark. So they actually submitted a list as well.
Yeah, yep. And that's awesome to have one of the top websites out there. Like, that's got to be if it's not the top website, it's in the top three, I would think, as far as Transformers websites. So that's amazing. We had the guy from CollecticonToys.com submit a list. Yeah, TFU.info, Anthony over there submitted a list. We already mentioned, you said, I don't know if you said Iacon Dispatch or not.
No, I didn't mention John.
Iacon Dispatch and Iacon Online, two different Iacon
yep.
venues there. I thought it was really cool that Yoshi and Greg from TransformersReAnimated.com, who do a fan comic, and if you haven't checked out their stuff, you should check it out. The visual on that comic is great. If you're a G1 fan or even just a general Transformers comic fan, I would suggest checking that out. I haven't had a chance to dig deep in, but from what I've looked at, some of the stuff that I've quickly read through, it looks like it's pretty cool. Cool stuff. I can't believe how much content they've put out so far, because I just feel like putting one Transformers comic out would be like a labor of love for me. So that is just, man. Other friends of the site that we haven't mentioned yet. I kind of mentioned TV's Mr. Neil and DJ Valentine of Simplistic Reviews. They obviously submitted a list. Our friends at This Week in Geek, represented by Alex, submitted a list. We didn't mention our other GCRN friend, who is right now big time doing comic stuff, from the Comic Concierge, Dan, or as you used to know him as the Movie Revolt, submitted a list. Another podcast, the TFLYP Transformers podcast, is represented. A couple other big time Transformers fans, Sam's Forge, who is at Sam_makes_toys, and Solartron at Solar-Transform are on there. I'm trying to think if we've missed anybody, but that's
There's also the Moonbase 2 podcast.
Oh, yep.
Yep. Mikey, absolutely. And Andy, actually been working with Mikey for a couple of episodes of the pullbag and stuff.
We've been discussing toys back and forth on Twitter quite often.
Yeah. Yeah. Mikey is awesome. I know. Moonbase 2, actually, I've known of them for a long time. It used to be led by David Paul Wallace. That's partly, between that and TF Wire, that's partly how I found Amy.
Yep.
I love Moonbase too. Those guys are awesome.
We also have Transformers AD Jay over there. He's a super Transformers fan. And I think the other one I missed was Cole Krishna, who does, if you search Autoboticon 97 reviews, that's his YouTube and Instagram. He does stuff over there. Now, I know we're tapping into a big fandom and we're reaching out to all these people that have contributed. So there's going to be some people that have not necessarily been around the Geekcast Radio that long. This might be their introduction into who we are and what we've done. So I thought It might be a good idea for us just to give a quick synopsis or like a brief summary of what our Transformers history is, what we've done at the network Transformers related, you know, what kind of presence we've had in the fandom, just so those that don't know who we are know that it's not just three random podcasters that are trying to do a Transformers list. So Steve, you've been huge in the fandom for a long time, so why don't you give people kind of some of your highlights through and what gives you some credibility as making this list?
Well, aside from getting into the Transformers in the 90s with Beast Wars, I ran numerous Transformers and Beast Wars related podcasts from 1998 through the early, like, 2010 time period. I was a part of many Transformers forums, both doing RPGs on their forums and also just doing fanfics, doing a variety of those type of things. I was introduced to podcasting through TF Wire, and I became a host of the podcast War Stories, where I read people's fanfics in character voices and also guested on their Transformers the Movie episode for the 2007 film. And then from there, I created All Things Transformers the next year. And then that's kind of what spitballed into the Geekcast Radio Network, is because I met Mike through Twitter, and I was looking for people that were involved with Transformers, and I'd kind of touch bases with a lot of different people over the years, you know, through their websites and through their forums. And so I've definitely followed a lot of it, but the All Things Transformers podcast has been going since 2008. We've had the TFG1 podcast, we've had Transformers Animated podcast, the Beast Unleashed podcast, and we just continue to talk Transformers.
Absolutely. Mike, what about you? What's kind of your Transformers background and some of your highlights?
Well, for me, when I was 7 or 8, I had a copy of the movie, the only movie that matters, folks. And I wanted to, what I had always wanted was, I wanted the movie on tape. I didn't want just an audio adaptation of it, but I wanted it just in audio form so I could listen to it. So I didn't have, because I'd already, by the time, just like my Secret of the Sword DVD, I also, or not DVD, VHS, I should say, because there was no DVD back then. I both ruined a VHS copy of He-Man and She-Ra, The Secret of the Sword, and Transformers the Movie from watching them too many times. Thankfully, they didn't break the VCR, but the tapes were ruined. So I had always wanted to have the movie on tape. And I would try my hardest, and eventually my mom or somebody or some sort of sound would... And back in those days, you just had to put the tape recorder in front of the TV. Like, I was a kid. I didn't know anything about the 80s technology kind of thing and whatever else. And as years went on, I fell in and fell out of the fandom. I remember specifically in the early mornings of 96, 97, looking at Reboot and looking at Beast Wars in the morning before school, before high school, and like, Reboot, that's what the hell is this? Like, I literally thought that the Transformers cartoon was, that Reboot was the new, I'm like, what the hell is this crap? Now, I don't have anything against Reboot now, obviously. I know that that wasn't what it was, but, you know, I had kind of watched it off and on and kind of thing, and by the 2000s, the early 2000s, I was completely out of it. I had no interest in 2001 RID, no interest in the Unicron trilogy or anything like that. When I started finding podcasts to listen to back in 2006, 2007, I had found TF Wire, I had found Jesse and Spada, and then, you know, Ryan was with them as well, and all that, and So, you know, I've kind of been in and around it, and I'm kind of like I tried getting in on the ground floor with some of the fandoms, with some of the fandom websites, and sadly, some of them are just
toxic.
Way too toxic.
That's why, like, I love AllSpark.
Yeah, AllSpark is awesome. I have fully gotten into that Energon bath yet, but I couldn't believe, like, I'm just trying to introduce myself to these people, and it's like, yeah, you can't say that, you can't post that. Don't, oh my god, you're banned. Like, I didn't actually get banned, but that's essentially
you can't post.
Yeah, well, not really, but, like, that's the way they reacted to me, and I'm like, really? Seriously? Like, come on, guys. And, you know, I've made a lot of great friends, obviously, you guys, you know, honestly, we owe all of this to Steve, because without Steve, this would not be a thing right now.
Right.
So, and, I mean, you know, there's that. And for me, it's all about the IDW Transformers Comics universe. For the last 8 years on the pullback, I've been reviewing the entire IDW start from, not necessarily from the full beginning, but from their phase two. So, yeah, it's a whole 41-year story that can't be wrapped up into one little 7-minute thing or 20-minute thing.
That's a good attempt.
Yeah, I mean, and then also, you know, when you get the opportunity to actually speak at a convention, that's definitely awesome too.
Yep.
And you're in with the customizers.
Yeah, absolutely. I started way back in the day as well, just like Mike. I think the Transformers, the movie was the first movie I saw in theaters. Obviously grew up with the cartoon, had a massive toy collection back in the day. It has only grown since then. And I kind of went in and out, like, but I craved Transformers when I was younger. Like, this is before Beast Wars. I'm talking about in the mid to late 80s when they went off the air at one point and they were in syndication. Like, I didn't know much about TV. I didn't know much about programming, things of that nature. Obviously, computers, internet, that type of stuff is not in around yet. I used to literally get TV guides and, like, read the TV guide trying to find where else Transformers would air, like what channel, what times, like how do I get to watch more? Because it's not like it, you know, you might have had the few select VHS tapes or something like that, but it wasn't like you could just go back and watch any Transformers episode at any given time. Like, when we were kids, you got to see the ones when they aired on TV, and then you had no way of watching them again. So I would search, and I remember how happy I was one time when I found out that they were re-airing G1. I believe it was on the Sci-Fi channel. I could be wrong, but it was like at like 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning where I lived or something like that.
Yep.
And I literally would change my schedule so that I would wake up early enough to watch it before I had to get ready for school and this, that, and the other. So, like, I was obsessed from an early age. Obviously loved Beast Wars, loved Beast Machines and all that. Like, my kind of faded in, not, I didn't fade out of the toy collecting. I still, that, because by that point I was working at Target. I was seeing the Transformers toys. I was buying some of the Unicron trilogy figures, even though I wasn't watching the show. And I remember being so stoked when the live action movie started getting rumored and there was, you know, there was going to be footage of a Transformer actually transforming, and we all know how that went anyway. But, I remember in college getting involved in some of the Transformers fandoms, specifically TFW 2005. I used to host a kind of a NCAA tournament over there in their forums where I would pit, you know, characters against each other, and people would comment and vote and stuff like that. And it was such a huge deal at that time. Like, we were getting like hundreds, or I want to say it was in the hundreds of votes and comments and stuff like that on there. I guess it was getting too much attention because then the administrators got mad because it was dominating the forums. Like, the top like X number of posts were all my tournament posts. And they were like, this is making it so we can't see any of the other posts because it's just all this. And they eventually, like, there was a whole fight about it. And I didn't get banned, but they threatened me multiple times to be banned. And I'm
like,
you
know, they still do that.
Yeah. And I'm like, they're just people that are enjoying it. And it's funny because I actually got a mention on TFW boards a while back, and it somehow must have alerted me. I must have it set so that, like, if someone actually uses my name in the thing or at me or whatever, that it hangs me or something. I'm like, I haven't been on those boards in a decade at least, if not longer. And I'm like, what is going on? And it was literally someone that was like, hey, I remember this one user that used to do these tournaments, and they were trying to, like, they were literally trying to resurrect it, and they're currently running one right now on TFW 2005, or they just finished it. They've been doing it this year, and it was like literally in the original post, like, they're giving me credit of being the one that, like, started that whole deal. But it was because I got pinged there, I actually went back and started looking to see, like, oh, I remember, you know, this half a dozen, like, usernames that I really interacted with back then. I, you know, we used to have conversations in DMs. I want to say one of them I even bought a toy off of or whatever. And so I started trying to look them up, and, like, almost all of them have been banned since then.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, and it's not hard to get banned there, apparently, because I see it in the comments on Discord a lot.
Yeah, like, I know those people exist now on AllSpark or on other forums. I don't know, maybe Cybertron, but, like, I know that they found other ways to, like, but, like, some of these guys were, like, the nicest guys in the world that we were just having fun Transformers conversations, and it's like, I don't know. So that kind of turned me off of that particular forum, but it was okay because that was when I met Mike and stuff like that, and Steve, and started working. I met the guys that did the, you know, BTVA and all that type of stuff. So I got pulled in other directions, so I didn't need that to, like, satiate the fandom in me or whatever, I guess you could say. So since then, it's just been dealing with all the stuff we've done on the network and still collecting toys, like you guys have noticed recently on my Twitter and Instagram and things of that nature. I have a few Transformer toys.
How's that going?
Well, so far I have them all cataloged, and I have them all packed properly, except for the G1 figures. I have to still match them with all their accessories, because me and my mom matched those all together and had them all in sealed bags and things like that before I moved out of her house way back 100 years ago. And at some point I had them all displayed when I was single, and I had to quickly, like, pack them all away because I was moving, and they never got sorted properly. So I need to find them all their right guns and their right, you know, various accessories. So that's going to be a process, but I'm pretty good at knowing which one goes to which, so it won't take too long. So yeah, I have, like, over 300 and probably 340, 350 now, Transformers, if you count the ones I bought in the last couple of weeks. Which I just don't want to pay attention to how much I've spent on Transformers this year. So,
especially with Super 7. Ugh.
Yeah, I won't buy any more of those. That's completely overpriced. I bought one just because it was the dead Optimus Prime and whatever, but
that I don't understand. But yeah,
the price point is outrageous and they don't look that cool. So as a network, I know you guys already dropped the podcast names, but just to clarify, like, these guys have recorded a review for every single G1 episode. Yep. They've had podcast reviews for every single Beast Wars and Beast Machines episode.
Yep.
They've had all the Transformers animated. And we're probably at some point going to get to some of the other things, like Cybertron Prime and things of that nature.
Currently, we have done, I think we did part of the web online, the Power of the Primes trilogy. Right. We did part of that.
We did a rough breakdown of it, but eventually we'll do a full on.
Right. And eventually it's just a lot of fun because obviously we've already covered almost all of these episodes. We might go back and do some of them in a different way or some of the shows we haven't done, but we have been doing Transformers. Like, that is the dominant theme of Geekcast Radio Network. It always has been. Yes, we've done Masters of the Universe, and we've done, you know, various other fandoms and things like that, but Transformers has always been, like, the main staple. So hopefully people already know that we exist. If not, that's who we are. This is why we're doing this.
And I also have to say, I wasn't as close to one of these people, but I was kind of close to the other guy. I am personally dedicating this entire countdown to the memory of J.D. Church, who was a member of Radio Free Cybertron. He passed away a number of years ago, and I was very close with Optimus Scourge. Optimus Scourge was also on the TF boards at TFW 2005, but he was one of the people. It was him, Pia, and Proto Man that helped me start ToyCast 12 years ago. And he, God, September 28th of this year, it'll be 10 years since he died.
Yeah.
And I just want to dedicate this to them because I can only imagine what Gary would say.
Right.
Looking at where the Transformers toys have come from the time that he was collecting them to now, because I've gone back and recently watched some of his videos. He would be so excited with the... Say what you will about some of the molds in Siege and Earthrise, but between Siege, Earthrise, and Kingdom, he would be ecstatic for all that stuff.
It's not even the molds, it's the paint jobs. Or lack thereof. That's where they have the problem. But anyways.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, though, Mike, because we did mention all the podcasts that we've done that are Transformers-specific, but you also have done a ton of Transformers coverage on ToyCast. You've had like a literal, like a who's who of toy reviewers that have at least been on one or two episodes there, or sometimes a bunch of episodes. You've also done a lot of Transformers coverage from the comic standpoint on the pull bag.
And obviously
Steve already mentioned all things Transformers. So it's not just the episodic reviews that we've done as a podcast. We've incorporated them in a lot of different ways, whether it be toys, comics, etc. So we've interviewed a lot of the people involved in the Transformers fandom. You've done a lot with some of the music with Stan Bush and things of that nature. So we have a lot of Transformers connections. So hopefully
Stan Bush is still the single most returning guest for interviews.
Yeah, got him 5 times.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And for those of you that don't know how our top 100 works, we basically collect lists from people that we feel like have some type of a level of intelligence within whatever topic it is. We let them vote on either, you know, their top 50, their top 75, their top 100, you know, however many they're able to do. And then we compile all of that data together and we crunch the numbers and see which characters get the most points. That forms a top 100 list, and then we do these podcasts where we reveal them one at a time in chunks. So we usually have, you know, 4 or 5 episodes where we reveal different portions of the countdown. So we've done a lot of these before. We've done the top 100 animated series, top 100 animated movies. Mike, what are some of the other top 100
animated characters?
Animated characters, TV shows, wrestlers,
villains.
We even did a top 50 video games.
Absolutely.
And because we are so, you know, again, it's that age-old question. If you're only allowed one fandom, what would you choose? I would say for us, at least in the last 12 years of the network, like you said earlier, Transformers is our core.
It's our staple.
Yeah, absolutely. It's our core. It's our staple. It's something we're always going to go back to, because no matter how many things we avoid in it or how many things we may or may not like in it, we always find something that is there that we enjoy. And just because something new comes along doesn't mean it erases what came before it. You can always go back and watch G1 episodes. You can always go back and watch Beast Wars episodes. Personally, the Low Road, best episode of that entire series.
What's wrong? Wild bean vines. Hard to digest. Do not turn your back on me, Maximal Scum. Not that.
But it's one of those things where, as you know, we did this whole little creative intro that we just did to this, and we have creative intros that we're going to be doing for the other parts of this countdown. We're going to be divvying this up, like you said earlier, 100 to 76, 75 to 51, 50 to 26, and then 25 to number one. And for me, I'm like, oh, well, the intro is part one, the closing is part six, the countdown will be parts 2 through 5. We're basically a combiner. We're basically Devastator here.
Well, without the balls. Other combiners were only 5, so we're not those guys. We've got to be Devastator.
Hey, got to go with a classic.
Right. Speaking of which, just kind of as a way to kind of whet the appetite, I guess, for the next episode when we're actually going to be revealing characters and getting into our thoughts on who we like and who we don't like and who is ranked too high and who was ranked too low and who didn't make it and all this jazz. I was wondering if you guys just had any initial thoughts on things that you're wondering about, like questions you're going to have that you're hoping to get answered during this, or like, you know, do you feel like which TV show or which generation is going to be most represented, or anything that you're kind of curious about as we head into this countdown?
Dave?
Well, I think obviously G1 is going to be a big part of it because a lot of the names are going to be reused through different series. But I also, I have this inkling of a feeling that we're going to see majority of the Beast Wars cast show up, if not all of them, because it's such a small cast.
That is going to be, yeah, that's going to be something to look for. How the Beast Wars / Beast Machines represent compared to maybe the G1, who are a lot of the same characters that we see in stuff like Prime and War for Cybertron, et cetera. Although obviously War for Cybertron is blending the both. And it's also going to be interesting to see what this countdown would have been like if we did it, you know, 6 months later after that aired. It would, maybe Beast Wars would be more prominent because people would be remembering them better, because seems like Beast Wars has a lot of respect, as you know, you don't hear anybody say anything bad about it, but I feel like when you ask somebody to make their Transformers list, I feel like some people just forget about it for some reason. I don't quite get it, but I feel like sometimes they just are in a one track mind with what Transformers is to them. I don't know.
I think some people leave it off because it's not only dated, visually, even though in some degree I think it's better than some of the stuff we get today, only because we actually get to see them transform a lot.
Right.
Whereas I feel like a lot of the CG stuff nowadays, like they don't have them transform. They have them more so run and robot a lot to save on budget, which I can understand that too. But yeah, I mean, the generation that grew up with the movies as their G1, essentially, I feel like they're a little less inclined to accept Beast Wars. And I feel like those of us that have been around the block for the entire series quite a long time, we understand that that's basically the one that saved the franchise initially. And I'm not saying the movies didn't save it in today's time, because, I mean, it was pretty much rehash.
The movies put Transformers more into the current day mainstream, and with the movies making the money that they have made and they continue to make, it has brought a lot of new fans into it. But people like the three of us are like, okay, I'll go see these movies. Right. They're not that great. That's okay. Like, I know Michael Wilson, and maybe we'll have him on one of these reveal episodes. I don't know. It depends on scheduling. But it's one of those things where, for the longest time, when I first started recording with him, he just always goes back to, and he doesn't mean this seriously, but Michael Bay ruined my childhood kind of thing. And it's a joke. It's like, it's not, for me, it's not like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. At the same time, I really don't want to see the robot parts on the outside of my Transformers. It's a little too much detail there for me. What I'm hoping to see is a wider range, because the way I made my personal list, even though, yes, we Wheeljack has started in G1 and he's been in a bunch of things. The way I, and you know, maybe we can kind of go through each of how we went about making our list. I went by generation because I had to, because there's so many generations of, like, so many different generations of characters that because of what happens to the characters is so different to me. Like, what happens to Hot Rod and Rodimus in the G1 movie and cartoon is completely different to than what happens to him in the IDW continuity. So I went by generation, and for me, 100 to 89 was easy, because, again, going by your point system, as you said earlier, 1 point for number 100, 100 points for number one. Basically, 189 for me are my least enjoyed characters, or characters I really don't care about, that kind of thing. It was very, very easy for me to do that. It was also, on the flip side, very easy for me to do the top 20, the top 30 kind of thing, because I knew instantly who I wanted, because of, hopefully, they'll get in on the actual list here. Steve, how did you go about making your list?
I went about first removing any names that I didn't really know too well, only to automatically remove any obstacles, more or less, for those that I may not be able to give justice to should they score and somebody goes, hey, why did you score this character? I have no idea. So I went the route of actually listing, like, just getting it down to 100 as much as possible. I actually got it down to like 150, and then I had to kind of actually think. But the first 25 were pretty easy for me. And then I kind of sprinkled some other ones in because I was kind of like, I want to put them in the top 50, but I don't know. And so, like, some of them I kind of ranked based on, you know, how well they showed up, how many times they show up, what, you know, their impact is on the continuity that they're in, how likable the character is, you know, how much I dislike them, how many times they're reused. So I tended to skip certain characters depending on that, or if they're like a big one, like say Unicron. You know, while I enjoy Unicron for what he is, he's more or less turned into a gimmick that they pull out in various series to be like, oh, we got to end the show, end the universe. And so, like, typically I put him, you know, in not as an important capacity in the list, because while I understand he has an impact in the franchise, I don't necessarily think he deserves like top 25 status.
On my personal list that I submitted, Unicron comes in at 75. The Stunticons come in ahead of him from 74 to 71, and then Cosmos.
Oh, you're on that list.
Don't give away your list.
No. It's my list. It's not the list. It's okay. I'm just saying, like, you're right. Like, yes, Unicron is usually the big bad kind of thing, and that's the ultimate, because they can't come up with anything else. They can't come up with anything. Heaven forbid they come up with something different.
I can see both arguments. For me, it's I have a process, and for this one, for example, we had like 800 characters, right? And mm-hmm. I had them sorted by number of appearances. So, you know, if you Optimus Prime appears in G1, he appears in the movies, he appears in every cartoon. So obviously he's appeared in almost everything. Same with, you know, Megatron, etc. So they're sorted by that. So what I did is I scrolled down to the point where in my opinion, they became ineligible to make a top 100. So like most of the ones that have had only one appearance, unless they were like phenomenal, it's hard for them to make a top 100 compared to somebody that's been in 10 of the shows, or, you know, 12 of the movies and shows, or the comics or whatever. So I kind of went a little bit on there and kind of just set a line, and nothing below that line was going to make it in unless they were just like some type of mega power. That's a different thing. Anyways, and then once I had that list, let's say it was 300 or so out of the 800, it's a pretty simple chore for me to just kind of start scrolling through, and all I do is I highlight the ones that I'm like, this is for sure. Like if I read the name and in my head that's like that is a top 100 character, I just highlighted it. I didn't care how much I didn't care where they were going to fall in the rankings. I'm just highlighting things that I know I want on my list. Like, let's go through one time, do all that, and see what I end up with. And usually when I do that, I come pretty close to being, you know, within 50 of what I need. So then it might be going through a second time and saying like, okay, who is questionable? Like I would debate in my head whether they were worthy or not. And then I highlight all them. And then I eventually, like Steve, get down to my 100. And then once I'm in my 100, it becomes a job of chunking. What I mean by that is, first off, you're either top 50 or you're bottom 50. So I just start separating my list like that. And someone's either above or below the line. Once I have 50 down, then let's break it 25 down. You know, are you in the bottom 25 or the top 25? And I just keep doing that until my list is done. And my brain works in weird ways, so it doesn't take me a whole long time to do that. It's a fun process. I'm wondering what you guys think. Just two more questions before we kind of get wrapped up for the most part. How do you guys think the people that voted are going to react, or how did they treat the combiners? Since you mentioned it earlier, Mike, you have stuff like Devastator, and then you have all of the component characters that make up Devastator.
Yeah,
we have a lot of combiners within the Transformers universe. So do you think the form where they're all together is going to be more represented, or that the individual people that make up that combiner are going to be more represented?
I think it's going to be both, and I think it's going to depend on who the person is that voted on the kit. Like, if you love Menasor, you're going to put Menasor in there. But if you love the Stunticons individually, you're going to put each individual Stunticon in there. Same thing with the Constructicons. Same thing with the Terracons.
Right, right.
I really think it, because you can't do, like, that's one thing I'm glad we didn't do. We didn't sit here and say, okay, you can only put either the components that make up the characters that make up a combiner, or you can put the combiner, because that would have just been stupid. Because honestly, each, and this is a perfect thing going back to Tyler Lozinski and his the four issue thing that he wrote. The way he treats, and I think you should read this, Kev. Four issues, it's not a big deal. I can send them to you, but it's one of those things where he treats the Constructicons as each individual personalities, and then Devastator has a personality right. that takes over the six of them.
I think certain comics and certain TV shows have done a better job of giving each of the components a personality versus the combining form or giving them both like distinct personalities. Like even just taking G1, for example, I think the Constructicons and the Stunticons are more hashed out. Yeah. Whereas if you have like the Protectobots, saying that right? Or like the Terracons, like most people probably don't know the component parts as much of those guys. I just feel like some have been treated better and some have been, like you're saying, with what he did apparently with his writing, hashing those personalities out. So that might help those combining forms, whereas some of the other ones, it might be just the big bad or the big good guy or that's it.
Yeah.
Steve, either thoughts on that or the ultimate question, which I'm going to have to do some work to figure out what the answer to is, because as you guys probably don't know, I'm the only one that knows what the list is. So everything else is live reactions for the record, as far as like Steve and Mike and whoever else we are going to have are going to be reacting live when the reveal happens. One of us has to know the list, so that's how that goes. But I'm going to have to do some work to find out the ultimate question, Steve, which is, are we going to have more good guys or bad guys?
In terms of the combiners, I'm thinking that we're going to see an equal representation of either the combiner itself or the individual components.
Mm-hmm.
Or even some people including both. But as far as good guys or bad guys, that's a tough call because there's a ton of good guys. Mm-hmm. And not that there aren't a ton of bad guys either, but I feel like they're a little less represented. Unless you have a show that's more balanced, like Beast Wars. Right. But then you look at, just the variety of characters. I think that we're going to see probably about an equal footing. I would be surprised if the villains overtake the heroes.
Mm-hmm.
But the villains also have a lot more dynamic voicing and characterizations and designs, so they may push ahead too, just because there's a lot of different variety there, whereas the Autobots seem to be a lot of the same with a different design.
I can get that too, 100%. It reminds me of like one of the early G1 catalogs. I don't know if it was like 85, 86 or somewhere in there, where like if you counted up the number of Autobots in that little toy pamphlet compared to the Decepticons, it was like very lopsided. Like there was way more Autobots available in that toy year or whatever it was, because basically you have you had like Megatron and Soundwave and Shockwave, and then you had the Seekers. I know there was a few others, but the Seekers was like the big group, but that's only like X number of characters, whereas the Autobots had like the littler cars, the bigger cars, but they're like 12 times, there's like 10 times the amount of characters. But like you said, a lot of those are the same mold, just a different paint job or similar characters. Do they stand out? And that's going to be interesting to see how many of those might get left out because they didn't necessarily stand out amongst the crowd. Like obviously someone like Wheeljack, Ironhide, some of those type of guys stand out a little bit more, but how much does Grapple or Trax or some of those guys stick out unless they had another form in another, continuity iteration later on that was a little bit more, had a little bit more of a personality. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see that. Whereas you would think like with the Seekers, you're going to see at least the big three, represented and possibly more. So that's going to be something else that we're going to be able to keep track of, is kind of like Seekers and different classifications of the characters, who's represented and who's not. It'll be interesting. Mike, any other thoughts?
It's going to be extremely interesting to see where all of this falls, because like you said, that catalog, again, we're not looking up what year it is, folks, but I remember what you're talking about.
Right.
And I think the thing of it is why the catalogs always showed the good guys. Again, going to something else we do on the network, He-Man and Masters of the Universe. I remember seeing all the Eternian warriors and maybe one or two or three or four of the evil warriors, you know, the heroes versus the villains kind of thing. And I think it was because back in the 80s, our parents and the marketers and whomever wanted children to look at heroes. I don't know what it is with our culture now where we love the villains. Don't get me wrong, Beast Wars Megatron is great, but there is something right now, as of this recording, in 2021, I just, and I'll watch it eventually, but because it'll be on regular Disney Plus in August, but I'm not a person that cares too much about spoilers for the most part, so I read the Wikipedia article for Cruella, and then I read several other things about people talking about the movie, and it's like, why are people worshipping evil these days? It's just, well,
there's just a lot of movies where they're just doing that. I think they think that they've run the course with heroes, but
they haven't.
To be fair, the villains are always more interesting.
Yeah, for a lot of times, yeah, or the anti-hero or something of that nature. So it's going to be, there's so many different ways we can classify these characters that it's going to be interesting, whether it's Autobots and Decepticons, good guys, bad guys, Beast, you know, the different continuities, whether it be Beast Wars or Prime characters or et cetera, you know, like we talked about with the Combiners, with the Seekers, with the Cassettes. There's going to be all kinds of different ways that we can hash this out and see who made it, who didn't, how many of this group, how many of that group. So that's going to be some of the interesting part. I, however, have some homework to do because I don't have these labeled as good guys or bad guys yet. So I don't even know the answer to that. And I'm going to have to figure that out shortly. And there's always that, you know, a character here or there that might play both sides. So that'll be interesting as well. So any last thoughts, Mike, before we stop this blabbering or before the Transformers start trying to cut in on us again and get us to start to get to the point where we can actually reveal?
No more, Optimus Prime! Grant me mercy, I beg of you!
You, who are without mercy, now plead for it? I thought you were made of sterner stuff.
Yeah, I don't want another cliff jumper fight. Okay. Thank you very much.
On mute, then.
Yeah, exactly. That's more editing for me and you and everybody else. No, I'm very excited for this. I think this is going to be absolutely a blast. Again, thank you to all 33 people and 33, you know, organizations and whatever. Oh, no. I know. But what I'm saying is thank you to everybody who submitted to the countdown to be a part of it. We are hoping we can get some people on here as guest hosts, but we're not planning. If things work, things work. If they don't, they don't. You know,
we need a disclaimer too. We're not including any of these people to ride off of their coattails. We are trying to just bring more people to them.
Yeah, I was hoping we wouldn't have to bring that up because I kind of want to go through your entire Twitter thread and read the whole thing.
We're just trying to give you guys all that participated more attention.
Right. No, exactly.
We just want quality people that have a presence in the fandom.
Right. That want to actually work with us and have fun. That's the whole point.
Hopefully somebody from, you know, that's a big fan of AllSpark that might see this connected to them will listen to this and then start listening to the Triple Takeover podcast or, you know, one of these other
watching Rodimus Primal or PR.
Right. That's our goal. Yeah. Our goal is to get you guys more viewers, more listeners, and to have some fun in the process. We are who we are. We know who we are. We've been there for 12 years. We're not changing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, yeah, it is what it is. So, before Rumble comes in here and sprays his purple spray paint all over us, because Rumble is purple and Frenzy is black.
You mean before he shakes things up?
Yeah, there you go, that too. I was kind of going, you know, Rumble is blue, Frenzy is red. But anyway, thank you for joining us on the Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. There are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on each and every one of our episode posts going back for 12 years. Send us an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com if you're sending for the Top 100 Countdowns. Episodes, put in Top 100 Countdown Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, as well as any other podcatching client you choose, but I prefer you use one of these. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Yes, iTunes is still a thing. Whether you're on a Mac or a PC, it doesn't matter. We want the feedback. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio is the network, at All Things TFV3 is All Things Transformers. TF Toycast is obviously Toycast. I am at TFG on Mike. Steve, what is your Twitter?
At SCP21.
And Kevin?
Mine is at Optimus Solo.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also look up all things Transformers and TF Toycast over there as well. Get your audio receptors ready, because in part two of this podcast series, we start the countdown with 100 through 76. For now, I am TF21 Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips
and Optimus Solo.
We are going to close out with an old staple quote.
I can't deal with that now.
Gee, thanks, Ultra Magnus. We can't deal with you either.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.